Baruchim Aboyim to the first shiur, the first lecture in the commencing series of shiurim on the Leshem of Marein of Rabbeinu of Shlemel Yashiv, Zechasal Livrocha, in Sefer Leshem, the series of Sforim Leshem Shavoy V'Achloma, the Hagdomas Usha'orim. Now, what we're going to speak about, of course, is the foundations of the thought of the Kabbalah according to Rabbeinu HaLeshem. Now, this is not going to be a series of shiurim in Kabbalah. And I want to read the Hakdama of the Leshem. Leshem says, Hakdama Katana Amasha Sefer B'Yusad, a small introduction of what the Sefer is based on. Says the Leshem, "Asef hazeh inei hakdamos shesha'am lechom mi shechashka nafsh leknois beichel hakodesh benima shebuteres chokmas ha'emes harizal asher ba'asef hakodesh v'anira itzchayim shiyos v'dirachu zal shayot talmid nemen beisod harizal noida." In other words, this sefer is a sefer which is like an introduction for a person who has a desire, perhaps at one time in the future, not now, but one time in the future, that he would like to enter into the Heichal HaKadosh, the holy chamber, the holy palace, right, of the Teras HaEmes, of the Arizal, as his Torah was imparted and written down by Reb Chaim Vital. And Leshem says, "Hina yitza bezos Hashem izboch hamayim b'sef hazeh hakdom b'schav." Was the introduction. Oh, these are introductions. Hey, ma'ashe regila Teras HaRizal, etc., etc. Okay? And he says, "V'chalalu v'ilbashta tevom kula b'nishta kalila." In other words, we explained it things in easy language. Uvamilos pishutim, right? Easy words. Hamiskablam lechol leiv gam lemisha enu rogel behem adayim. In other words, this is really for beginners. It's not really for a person who knows. A person who knows these things, you should probably, you know, skip to something else. Acharagel behem ubeben yimsoi son bevuah bereitev. A person actually, in other words, even a person knows this and happens to listen to this, he'll find things that are, you know, explained, right? Very well. The Koga Visa Shem is Bok Shemosha Komish Mishtoki Latum Tam Etzachayim, a person wants to taste the Etzachayim, Tauti Mashma, Ules Biasridim Ashashem Koyim Sarav to Elf Besefazer, a Kamshu Cotton Kamoy, the Kamoysa, Kiroi, Devon, Mechlulim, Boba, Koblosh, and Safanaki. In other words, even this is really basically user friendly, reader friendly, for those who actually want to just get a little bit of an understanding of what the things are about. The person actually learns it from beginning to end, he'll have an introduction. He's not going to be really learning Kabbalah. It'll be an introduction to Kabbalah. Even a person doesn't have time to go further and to assign a set amount of time every single day to this. In other words, at least you can get an idea of the concepts and the ideas. Says, of course, says about Musa, that eventually, in other words, you'll be able to find time. Now, why should a person want to do this? I mean, so the Leshem says that and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Megal HaSoid HaKim Yireh, Shafil HaAdam Yisrael, Lama Mikra Mishna Talmud, V'Hagod HaFu Teisfers, V'Ein Bo Yireh, L'Chidam Tzolom HaMayim Adirim, L'Chol Mishu Toch, L'Chidam Toch, V'Chol Mishu Yireh Shamayim, Yireh Defach, Adis Tois, Amayis HaMakova, Sh'Ik Chof HaZadatz, K'Vod HaKim Es HaDova, Amayis HaYu Ois HaLokim Kovid, B'Shah Shot HaOis HaBin HaStos, V'Ani Toma, says the left Shem, he raises a question.
Just translate the previous
bit. The previous place is that, it says, he brings from Masechas Atzilus, Elio ben Yosef Posach, Ksiv, it says, Seir Hashem Nereyav. Because Baruch Hu reveals the secrets of those who fear him, Obrisa Eliyadiyah, to inform them of his bris, Me'ah Ufanei She'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu Begala Selekim Nereyav. Because Baruch Hu doesn't reveal the secrets only to those who truly fear him. She'afil Adam Yisrael Lama Mikra Mishna Talmud V'agodos V'toyseptas, even a person has learned Kol HaTerah Kula. Ve'en Bo Yireh, he has no Yireh. He could start understanding things, I'll be sorry, but he won't understand things. And Kavoy lokim nista dava in masay ata oisa lokim kavoy pishasha ta oisa in the stars. But of course, it says nefesh achayim, it gives kavoy, it gives honor to Kadosh Baruch Hu if a person pursues these things. So on one hand, the person doesn't have the fear of heaven, doesn't have yirah shamayim. So for sure, Kadosh Baruch Hu will not impart his secrets to him. On the other hand, though, a person has yirah shamayim, so he shouldn't be afraid. Why should I learn these things? Adarabba, a person gives kavoy to Kadosh Baruch Hu by learning these things. A person sees the gadlus, the greatness of the of a Kadosh Baruch Hu when a person learns these things. But the Tamaba Oidl is a Chokh B'Ador, says Leshem, I don't understand the, you know, the Chokh B'Ador, some Chokh B'Ador. She'ain lebidiyas mazak klal, they don't think these things at all. Ki echi chol mus'abik b'lasi b'chokh b'as emes. How could they hold themselves, refrain themselves without learning the Chokh b'as emes? She p'nimis ha'toyre, which is the p'nimis, which is the spiritual, the internal part of the Torah, v'muza b'fneyem ach em yoydim mashim u'ma, they don't know anything about it. It seems like strange to them. In other words, he says he doesn't understand the excuses they give. He brings a girl in Elv and Loba Shamayami. What does it mean, Loba Shamayami? Shiba Shamayami, Atatsuik Lalois Achareya. The Chazal says it's Bashamayami, you have to go reach it, go climb out for it. In other words, Loba Shamayami, there was nothing in the Torah that's beyond the person's understanding. If he has the proper Yerah Shamayim, the person, the proper, you know, tools to understand it. It's speaking about all chalakim of the Torah. There's no excuse that people, you know, that the person should exempt himself. What the Leshem is saying is that chalak chokhmas hanista is a chalak of the Torah. And just like a person has a chiyuv, an obligation to learn, you know, to learn Gemara and to learn. Well, I guess, in theory, a person has an obligation to learn Kala Teka Kula, which is Mishnah, Talmud, Tosefta's, then for certainly this is a chelik that a person has to learn. In certain ways, this chelik of Teka is higher than the other chelik, chalakim, parts. Meaning what? But the fact is, right, is that in other words, what he doesn't understand is he doesn't understand why people refrain from learning this. On the contrary, this is an important limit that you know brings a person to a very, very deep understanding of the panemius of the spiritual, internal spiritual part of the Torah. Okay? Now, what he says, basically, is that what is, so in other words, basically, what the Leshem is saying is that there's a chiyuv of people to understand these things. Just like there's a chiyuv of people to understand other parts of the Torah. And he doesn't understand the excuses people give why they're not interested in these things. And certainly this part of the Torah, a person feels that, in other words, that libo chashka, there's a desire to understand deeply the concept of the Torah, the revelations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then certainly a person should make an attempt. And this sefer is like an introduction, it's Hakdama. I wouldn't call this sefer Kabbalah. I would say this is Hakdama, introduction to the concepts that if a person decides to devote significant time and effort to understand these things, this sefer can actually be, in fact, an important thing. Now, the fact is that that's beside the Leshem.
What distinguishes the Hakdamas to the Kabbalah itself? From the
I think, so what I wanted to say is the following thing. What I wanted to say is, right, is that Leshem says later on at the end of the next paragraph that basically a person does these things, he understands Yichud Hashem. Anoich Hashem lokecha, lo yelecha. What I understand the Leshem, once again, Leshem doesn't say this, but what I understand the Leshem is that something like Hakdama like this is important because in our generation, well, I mean, let's Nefesh HaChaim says in the beginning in Shaar Gimel of the Nefesh HaChaim, why is he speaking about Mekom HaShalayim? Why is he speaking about the Tzimtzum? After all, a person really should speak about these things. But he sees how people abuse the concept. He sees that the concept of Tzimtzum according to Nefesh HaChaim, the people have taken the concept of Tzimtzum, in fact, in a Mekoyim Yishal Oyle have taken a literal fashion, and this Hakohen of Shechayim threatened the entire destruction of the foundations of the halacha. What I understand in the Lashem really is the same thing. We're going to speak about this in the Sefer. I understand really what the Lashem wants to say is that before a person enters into these matters, he has to have the proper hashkafic and ideological and theological direction. And probably one of the reasons that I'm going to be giving this series of shirim, Ezra Shem Yisbarach, because in my opinion today, I've seen many people today who learn this chachma or think they learn this chachma. They get it mostly either through svarim written by people who don't know anything, or by drashas given by people who just confuse, who just serve to confuse people. And because of this, in my opinion, it leads people to say things which, in my opinion, are actually on the verge of kfirah. Kfirah in the eyes of the Gedolei Chachmei Emes. In other words, I think what the Leshem is saying is, and we all know the fact that the danger of learning these inyonim, the daily inyonim, is the fact is that people who learn these matters many times are literally to make certain mistakes, and a very, very slight mistake could lead a person to actually to understand God within, you know, within a context of paganism and heresy and apikosis and kfir and minus. And because of that, a person, a very, very important person, before he begins the limud, the main limud, that, in fact, actually, he should have the right orientation. He should have the right orientation. Now, the fact is that we could say, well, you know, that's what people who actually go and study the Kabbalah, but most people are not going to study the Kabbalah. But the fact is today, is that even if a person, per se, does not learn the Kabbalah, the truth is that today we're being bombarded by all different types of darshanim and seifrim and svarim who basically make free use of all different types of Kabbalistic concepts. And this itself has exposed an entire generation, right, to a type of amateur Kabbalah, which basically, in my sense, has made people look at the relationship of God to the world, right, within what I would call the category of paganism, of minus. In other words, today, a person, any person interested in Hashkafa, he can't help but encounter concepts that if he takes them with the wrong perspective, right, this could basically be the undoing of him. And I could tell you many, many stories of people, I can tell you many of stories that people who for years have been listening to the drashas, and when you ask them the simplest question, they give you an answer, which in my opinion borders very, very simply on minus and kafira. Kabbalah is what's called Kabbalah, especially when the Kabbalah is taught by people who basically don't understand Kabbalah. All they know is confusion, how to confuse people. Then Kabbalah is something which could easily direct a person in towards believing things which violate the first two of the Seos HaDibros. And therefore, because of that, I think that the Leshem, probably more than any Mekubal or any Chacham, Chachmas HaEmes in the 20th century, in the 19th century, in my opinion, the Leshem actually was the person who, in fact, was the fortress. He was the person who preserved the purity, the monotheistic purity, right, of the Kabbalah in his generation. Just like, and we'll speak about this in Mirat Hashem, just like the Gaon served this role in the end of the 18th century, and Reb Chaim Volozhiner served this role in the 19th century. In my opinion, the end of the 19th century, beginning of the 20th century, that role belongs to the Leshem. And it's not the chinam, it's not, you know, for no reason, if a person actually goes through the Chelek HaBi'urim, which Richardson will refer to another time, and sees the beautiful Hakdama that was written by Hagoyin HaTzadik of Aryeh Levin, right? You'll see that the theme that repeats itself over and over again is the comparison of the Leshem to the Gaon. Over and over again, there's a parallelism being made between not only the thought of the Leshem as it compares to the Gaon, But the historical place and the significance that the Leshen is serving this generation in comparison to, in parallel to way the Goyin served in his generation too. And just like Mitzvah will see, the Goyin, in fact, actually, the Goyin actually served his generation as protecting the Kabbalah from those who he feared would take it and use it for all different types of purposes and explanations which would lead to what the Goyin felt was minus. So, to my opinion, the Leshem, as we'll see in Mitzvah Shem, served a very similar purpose. And therefore, when I understand the Hakdama of the Leshem, the Yetzer Chaim, I understand Talte Bashri. It is true what the Leshem is saying is that he wants to encourage people to enter into it. It's not something that's forbidden territory, Chas V'Shalom. But on the other hand, I understand what the Leshem is doing is going to create the ideological and theological guidelines. In other words, what is the proper way for me to understand things? So really, the Adonis Shalom of the Leshem, is certainly the way I'm going to learn it, is basically the Leshem's way of telling us how to understand things and how not to understand things. Right? We're not going to go into the details of the Kabbalah itself, Chas V'Shalom. We're not teaching Kabbalah. But at the end, though, what we're doing is we're establishing, right, a orientation, how to understand these concepts when we come in contact with them, whether we decide to study them deeply or not, that will save us from the latent anthropomorphism and paganism, which has actually brought many, unfortunately, loin de terem b'nei terem down, right, to their theological undoing, basically because they did not have the proper hakdamos u'sha'arim. Okay? So that's really going to be the purpose of the shiurim. Okay?
Can the Rav give an example?
I don't want to go to the examples right now. Come even Yavin.
In the shiurim on the gra, on the sarklalim,
yeah.
Rav Tribbetz explained the difference between the Kabbalah of the gra and the Kabbalah of the Tanya.
Right.
Is Rav Tribbetz suggesting that in learning the Leshem, which is going to be, what's the relationship between the Leshem and Chassidus?
We're going to speak about.
Are these confused ideas? Confused because they're coming from a Hasidic point rather than from the Zolnigor's point, or are they confused because they're confused?
Wait a minute. I mean, that's a pretty loaded question. I plead the Fifth Amendment on that. I'm not. The purpose of the Shiurim is not Chas V'Shalom to attack. Other Shitas, although Leshem does in fact bring other Shitas underneath the scrutiny. A person has to always choose which derech he wants to go through. I mean, in Hashkafa, they're Elu Be'eladim V'lekim Chayim. Certainly in Hashkafa. However, if a person feels that he, in other words, wants to encounter certain concepts, but on the other hand insists on a monotheistic purity, insists on a theology and a philosophy, right, which will not compromise what he understands to be the Yichud Hashem, the abstract monotheistic concept of a transcendental God, then in my opinion, at least he should first begin learning with the Leshem. Let's put it that way. In other words, I trust that people who learn with other Shitas, so I cannot take a chayas for that. The Leshem, though, is going to present what he feels is the fortress, the theological and philosophical fortress by which a person can delve and understand the depth of the Ari without being ensnared in suspect interpretations. That's the Leshem going to say. Now, the fact is that even if the Leshem does happen to, this is not to say that Leshem is going to say that others form are useless and should learn them. On the contrary, Leshem is actually going to scrutinize others form and say you should learn this. But a person always has to keep in the back of his mind, even if a person will learn form, which perhaps the Leshem will have a sharp disagreement with, at least it's very important to learn the Leshem, because a person has to understand, a person has to always keep things within a spectrum and a balance. A person has to understand, this person is saying this. Now, the Leshem scrutinized him and, perhaps offered what might be a critique of it. Now, I have to understand what this person is saying within the proper proportions, okay? So, I think the Leshem gives us an important perspective by which we can understand other opinions, even though they might happen to take a different position than the Leshem, okay? But I'm not, you know, Chas v'Shalom, the purpose here is not to attack different shitas. You know, kulam kedoshim utahayim, ahuvim v'ruhim, Chas v'Shalom, I'm not attacking the shitas. But the fact is that one who learns the Leshem, right, at least will be able to understand his concepts according to what I would say are the highest, or put it this way, you know, the most abstract and transcendental standards, right, of God's incorporeality. That's what I would say. Okay, fine. Okay, now, let's go on just a little bit further introduction. I know we'll take a little bit more time introduction, but I think it's important that we, you know, at least the person listening to the shiur might decide to turn me off right now. So in other words, you have to idea what we're going to do. Now, what does he try to do in the Sefer? The revelations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asher yotzav and nisgala behem me'amisosoi ha'ne'alemes, which were revealed to him from his hidden trueness, the mitzias kol olam. In other words, first of all, we have to understand that these are gilum of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no doubt about the Leshem in the sense that the Kabbalah is something ben HaShemayim, is Torah ben HaShemayim, and it basically describes that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has revealed to man concerning the ontological nature of the entire creation. There are five revelations, and the Leshem called Kloli Kloloi. In other words, the Leshem divides, basically, just like there are four fundamental forces, or a certain number of fundamental particles. I can't tell you how many fundamental particles are there, because every year they come up with a new particle. But if there are four fundamental forces, or there are, well, either four dimensions, in string theory maybe there are 10 dimensions, 26 dimensions, whatever it is. In other words, physics and science always operates with the concept of fundamental particles, fundamental forces. So, likewise too, in Ruchnius, the Leshem understands that there are actually five fundamental particles, five fundamental spiritual irreducible elements, right, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has revealed, which form the foundation of all of the worlds, whether it be the spiritual or the physical worlds. And these Giluyim, he lists, you'll see in the third line, Arich, Abba Ve'ima, and Zer Anpin and Nuk. These are all abbreviations. We'll speak about these maybe later. The point is now to explain this, but basically, these are, in fact, five Paltzufim, we're going to say five spiritual entities which form the irreducible basis of all of the spiritual worlds. In other words, these five fundamental particles actually contain within what's called five levels of spirituality, which is Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chai, Yechida. And Leshem says he can explain each of these things, whether it's Klal, whether it's Prat, every stage, etc., etc. Right? And basically, says the Reshem, how we get from using these five irreducible spiritual entities, how we get, you know, from one world to another world through the entire declension of all the worlds, from the spiritual to the physical, says the Reshem, Hu yisoid kola terakula, right? This is kola terakula hakolo bishtei dibois rishaynes aneich b'lielacha. These are the first two dibois. In other words, Reshem understands that this limud, basically, is actually a kiyum of the mitzvahs of Anoich Hashem Elokecha, right? Elo Yelecha. So, in other words, we don't have the end of the emails of Mekayim Limud HaTorah for this. As far as the Leshem is concerned, this is Mamish the Limud of the first two Dibois, Anoich Lo Yelecha. It's a very, very important Limud. V'ech Shehu Yitbarach Echad Yochim Yuchad B'kulam, how Kosh Baruch is one. That means Hashem Echad, Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, Hashem Echad. Whether it be in the celestial, spiritual worlds, whether it be in the terrestrial, lower worlds. Right? Right? And in other words, we have to understand how everything ultimately, you know, all truth comes from a Kabbalah Baruch Hu. Calls them as Bar Kan Baruch Hu V'Rachava. This will be explained in depth. In other words, this Sefer, says the Leshem, is a Sefer of Amunis as well, the faith of the Jewish people, the proper faith of the Jewish people. Along with other details, which involves actually the Divrei Hazal. Basically, this is a beginner's course to understanding the first two commandments, which assert the existence of God the uniqueness of God, and of course the unity of God. God that is one in all the worlds, etc., etc. So in other words, even though they're very deep, Leshem says, by the way, he's a wonderful writer. He is marich, but he's a wonderful writer. He's very organized. The incredible thing about the Leshem is usually the more a person writes, the more confusing he gets. The Leshem, though, writes a lot, but there's tremendous clarity, very clear. There's no mistaking what he says. He says it over this way, he says it over that way, right? Etc., etc. Okay, now. Okay, that's about enough of an introduction. So, I think that we have a hetter based on the introduction to continue on our way. And let's go to the very, very beginning. Okay, now, what I'm going to go is it appears in this Sefer the Leshem, I guess it's Daf Hei. It says, Leshem, Shavov, Yachlama, Hakdomas, Usha'arim. And the Leshem, this is Sha'a Aleph. And this is Parak Aleph, Parak Beis. Okay, after the introduction, Yudke Vavke, Atnos, all the Shemos Elokim. Okay? Okay, now. The Kodesh Baruch Hu, Himtzi kol nemtzoi v'vor kol nevroim yotzo v'yotze kol yisurim v'osv v'yotze kol ha-maisim. Ma'ava b'chol ha-kol b'chol eis. The Kodesh Baruch Hu not only created everything in the world, but continually creates everything in the world. Okay? Reitz Leimer in bracket, Shekol ha-metziyos kula me'eis she-himtzi oisa v'chol zman ki-yuma hine kol his havus tamid hu-rak mi-medo shu-naisi oisa tamid b'chol mi-lua. Basically, Leshem understands, Chaim Voloshin speaks about this, Avshachayim, and this is also the Balatanya, everybody agrees, the creation was not just a one-time thing. Creation is continual. Chaim Voloshin brings a ayah from the Tzun Shachas, Avachai, Shetubi, Chodim, Tim, Maizah, Vereshis. Creation is continual. Umashkiya b'chol b'lis hefzek, umanik es kol tamid, there is continual hashkacha. Rakula v'adai, v'ein shum dava b'l'adai, ma'uma, klal, shmoy, nikhtav. Okay, now. B'shem Yudke Vavke. In other words, what's called, it's usually called the Shema Etzem, right? Is that this concept, the Kodesh Baruch Hu continually creates and is continually mashkiya. In other words, the notion of continual creation and continual providence, right, is expressed by the Shem Hashem of Yudke Vavke. That he is the only creator and the only one who provides continual providence, but he's perpetually creating and perpetually providing providence. This is this property, this description of Kodesh Baruch Hu, is expressed by the name Yud Kei Vav Kei, which of course we don't say it Mufulesh, explicit, no one knows the Shem Mufulesh, but we call it Adnos. Now, says the Lashem, Vine, Hoyros Hayikoy Dashem Hey Vav Yud Kei Vav Kei, who Nimtza Kayim. In other words, the main idea, the main concept, which is expressed by the name Yudke Vavke, is that of continual existence. V'raita leima, shemitziyusoi, hu b'hoi v'tameh. God continually exists, and it's interesting, the lashon of the Leshem is b'hoi v'tameh, in the present. V'ei b'mitziyusoi, ava v'asit. Right? He does not exist, right? Right? You can say either solely in the past or in the future, right? Right? Of course, only Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one who provides existence and creates the world. But he says, the important thing is to understand that the main part of the Shem Hashem is really behoiva in the present. Hine al Shem Yisavosh Ubizman v'nivchan ba'ava v'hoiva v'asit. Hine nikru Yisbach Shemo Gamkin b'Shem Toya Hoya Hoiva v'yia. Now, to indicate that Kodesh Baruch Hu has always continued the world and continued and will continue to, and of course in the present. So therefore, one of the ways in which we like to think of the Shem Hashem Yudke Vavke is through Hoya Hoiva v'yia. In other words, he was, he is. Shem Oisiyas Gimla Vayas. It's also the same, the Oisi of Hayo Viyah, same thing as Ryuk Vavke. Omdam Atzmus is Borg Shemai, who be'em is Tomet Behoiva. What we call the atzmos of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Baiva. I haven't explained anything. I'm just reading and translating. Right? Right? And this is the main theme, the main meaning of the word, the name of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Okay? V'horos Hashem Adnus, V'odin HaKol Shu, Bashkiach, V'kol Manigas HaKol. Adnus speaks about providence, Hashkocha doesn't speak about Metzios. Right? Or creation or existence. V'boichem V'danus Kol HaMasim, is Kol Mashinitzuch, L'asoyis, HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Bashkiach, and, you know, looks at everything providentially, Kol Nitzoyim, etc., etc. Now, the Etzem, what is the Lashem saying here? He's saying an incredible thing. He's saying, right, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Metzios, in other words, the ontological essence of God is really Bahaiva in the present. In other words, even though we say Kodesh Baruch Hu is also Hayaviya, but his essence is in Haiva, his essence is in the present. Right? In other words, it's not false that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Ba'ava V'yiyah, because those are true statements. But the main expression and the main concept of Yud Kei Vav Kei is that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Ba'ava. So what does this mean? What does this mean? So it turns out that, and this he calls Atzmusai, his essence, is Tomit Ba'ava. And that's Toiras Ha'ikari Sheyud Kei Vav Kei. Now, what does this mean? By the way, Derech Agav, we'll see in Mitzvah Shem next paragraph, don't think that Atzmusai, Kodesh Baruch Hu of himself, is Hoiva. He's going to say that Chas V'Sholom. All names of Kodesh Baruch Hu are only revelations. Kodesh Baruch Hu of himself cannot be described. That the Lashem is going to make very, very clear in the next paragraph. But what is he saying when he says that the Ika Hayra, the main part, is Kodesh Baruch Hu's Bahaiva? So I understand the following thing. What it means is that, first of all, what distinguishes the present from the past and the future? In other words, the present, the past and the future are something which can be studied. One can look at them and analyze them. The present, what is the present? It doesn't exist. Because once you speak about it, it already vanishes. In other words, the present is an idea which is an abstraction, which in a certain sense just better cannot be described. In other words, if I would think about what's the most abstract idea, what's the most abstract concept of existence that a person could possibly conceive of, it would be the notion of present. It's a fleeting idea, a fleeting consciousness, which cannot be defined, it cannot be studied, it cannot in any way be analyzed. What the Leshem is saying is that the notion, the most abstract notion of God that a person could possibly get a handle on, even though, in other words, it's Chas V'Sholom, God in and of himself is going to make clear there's something we can't even speak about. But the most abstract notion, the concept which comes closest to a notion of Atzmos, of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, even though it is in and of itself a revelation, is the concept of present. Concept of present. In other words, Yud Kei Vav Kei is called Atzmos because given God's revelation, the associated concept of Atmos, of ontological essence, expressed by the philosophical and temporal notion of the present. That's what the Leshem is saying. It's almost as if the Shem Hashem himself has two dinim. Now, Chaim Leshem speaks about this God of himself and God in relation to the world. It's almost as if the Shem Hashem has these two aspects too. There's the present, and there's the past and the future. The past and the future, a person can study, a person can understand, can analyze. The concept of the present is so abstract, so abstracted and transcendentally removed from a analytic understanding of reality, it approaches within man's rational conceptual understanding the closest he can get to a notion of God's existence. Well, that's what the Leshem is saying. Yeah.
Is that the extent of the parallel? Is there anything about, other than the fact that it's impossible to study or to really to form an image of? Is there any other parallel between the present and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's being expressed by the Shem Havayah?
I think that there's another concept which I want to speak about is that, in other words, the present, as well as being abstract, the present too is a totality. In other words, when I think about the past, I speak about the future, right? So the past and the future, in other words, the past and the future is something which, in other words, doesn't consume all of existence, because a person is in the present looking at the past, or in the present looking at the future. When I think about the present underlines when I think about the present underlines almost the Kadosh Baruch Hu spans all of existence. It was the totality of God, I would say, is also expressed greater by the present. In other words, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu continually creates the world, in other words, the world's, all of creation's dependence upon God, is also, I think, most aptly expressed by the concept of present. In other words, past, right, which doesn't exist, and future doesn't exist. So I could say that in a certain sense, in other words, the notion of past and present, which in fact doesn't exist, is a fact of the man's mind, so one might, you know, chas v'shalom think that that's his concept of God too. The notion of present, which is a reality, I mean, the only reality is the present. The past doesn't exist, the future doesn't exist either. In other words, the present also is a concept which, in fact, actually spans all of reality. This spanning of reality, too, is also connected conceptually with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, who's the true existence. In other words, the notion of present, right, is really associated with, I would say, the notion of real truth, because past doesn't exist, the future doesn't exist, at least until we get to quantum mechanics, whatever the relativity. But what I'm saying is that, in other words, presence is also closer to what I would say really is the truth of the world, the truth of the world.
In both those senses that the Rav just enumerated, that these are ways that the present, these are qualities about the present, that the present shares with the Kadosh Baruch Hu.
Right.
First of all, that it's unstudiable, and second of all, that it encompasses the entirety of reality.
Right.
In man's mind.
Right.
But there's nothing inherent about the present that talks about a Kadosh Baruch Hu.
No. So that's going to be an answer to the next parak.
So when I say that Hoiva, that the Shem Havayah, makes me think about the Hoiva and that alludes to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm saying that there are certain aspects about the present that the present shares with a Kadosh Baruch Hu.
Right.
There's nothing ba'etzim about the Hoiva.
Well, there's nothing about the present except that in other words, my beliefs that a Kadosh Baruch Hu of the world are best expressed by the concept of Hoiva, of present. But that's what I understand. That's how I understand the lesson. In other words, once again, as we're going to see later on, Shemais are only Giluyim. They're only revelations. Because both of them we can't speak about. But that's what I would say. In other words, I say because both is Hoya Hoya V'yir. But when I describe God by being Hoya, in other words, then these two qualities which I spoke about stand out to me as being the most pertinent qualities, which in fact, that's my opinion what the Lashon is saying. Yeah.
So I have something, I may have understood something a little bit different, but I think maybe Avar and Asid it implies change. I mean, the Bosham doesn't change. Avar and Asid is something that's constantly changing. Mashen Ken Hoiva is always the same, which is like this by Yitzhak Spina, Eya Sha'eya, right? Which I'm saying, it's the same, I'm the same Rebbeinu Shlom. It's always, the Mitzvah is the same. The Hoiva is always Hoiva. Mashen Ken Avar and Asid is always changing.
I'm not sure what you mean by that. I know what you mean, but I can see something changing. On the contrary, I can see something changing from my eyes, and every second there's a hoiva. Maybe it could possibly be. In other words, I'm sure what you're saying is right too. I'm not, in other words, I'm sure that everything you say about Hoyve can apply to Kodesh Baruch Hu, since Hoyve is the Ika Hayrav Yudke Vavke. I'm sure everything you say about applying to Kodesh Baruch Hu too. What I'm saying is, my opinion is, why is this called the Shema Etzem? Why is it called the Shema Etzem? The answer is because Hoyve, the temporal concept of Hoyve, in my opinion, best describes the Shema Etzem, which we'd imagine, at least within our rational understanding of the way God reveals himself to us theologically. Okay? Okay, fine. Now, I think it's very, very important to understand here that what is the Lashem going to do? Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, we shouldn't, chas v'shalom, God forbid, think that Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, that's God. Yud-Kei, that's the Shema Etzem. That's a God's Baruch Hu. Then you're not, a person who davens, who prays to Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, is not praying to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's praying to a Yahweh. So, that's what Lashem wants to say. If I think that Yud-Kei Vav-Kei describes God of himself, you're not even a Vodazahar. How many times do we hear people saying, that's Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, that's Shema Etzem, that's a Kodesh Baruch Hu? The Lashem would call you Amin. That's what I'm going to say. Vine. Kol ha-giluyim in Perek Beis, kol ha-gilulim, halalu ha-shem nizgala eleinu b'chol zeh, hinei hu rak ha-yidei shimzi es kol ha-betziyus. Kodesh Baruch Hu created these words. Kodesh Baruch Hu created these names. Avazulus ha-betziyus, hinei hu poshet ba-achtus b'shuta b'tachas ha-pshitas, ve-ein lo shum giluy b'shum shem v'toy ha-klau. Kodesh Baruch Hu himself doesn't have a name. There's no such thing as a name. There's no name. Once you give a Kodesh Baruch Hu name by definition, you're not describing a Kodesh Baruch Hu. A name is something which a Kodesh Baruch Hu creates. It's a creation. A name is not any closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Well, actually it's closer, but in other words, it's not any more a Kodesh Baruch Hu than a chair. V'ein bo shum tfisa klal b'shum dibra v'shem mila v'shum ois v'nekuda k'ri kulam heim v'hiroz givulei akopanim givulei akopanim v'aktusem p'shuta yinehu v'shulal b'zeh b'tachos ha-shlila. Kodesh Baruch Hu himself cannot be described. Negative theology. Now, you don't believe me? Chas v'shalom, why should the Leshem quote the Rambam? So, Mitz Hashem, well, Yesus Hashem, I have here the Chelek HaBi'urim. And there, here he speaks about, in the Bi'urim, I think it's Tav Aleph, Seif Amud Beis, there are four Amudim. He says there are two bechinos, and one is atzmusai, ve'en shum dibu umila b'mala dababo. You can't speak about him. You can't describe him with words. Ve'en shum rayon v'shekel tfosot. You can't think about him. Kamo shehem mikharambam b'meira chelek aleph nun beis nun gimel. Look at the, learn the lectures on negative theology on hashkafacircle.com and then come to the lesson. If you don't learn the Rambam's negative theology, you're an apikaitis, you're a kaifa. According to the Leshem. In fact, is in the Asar Kolm of the Goyin also expressed this. The Klal Al of the Goyin said, Klal Gadol. Everything the Mekubalim speak about is because Baruch Hu reveals himself. Mitzidenu. The Quran of himself, they're not speaking about that. So a person could come and say, hey, wait a second, that's not true. That's true. For Rachum, Chanun, Elohim, but Yud Kei Vav Kei Sheba Etzem. That's God. Says Elashim, it's not true. That's also created. Even though Hoive, as we explained, is the closest intellectually that a person could come to a concept of existence, which is, cannot be defined. It's a consciousness which transcends every conceptual and analytical framework. Nonetheless, even that is created. Because I can give it a name. I call it Hoive. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can only speak negatively. And the Leshem and the Chiddush Burim refers you to the Rambam. Chelek Aleph, Nun Aleph, Nun Beit, Nun Gimel. So in other words, the Leshem clearly understood, without doubt about it, that the Kabbalah is not coming to exclude or in any way detract from the negative theology, from the pure monotheism, which the Rambam elaborates and sets forth in the God Perplex. Yeah.
Could Rabbi Trivitz just elaborate on this distinction between Mitzidon and Mitzidenu, because it's a really fundamental concept, I think, which
Actually, the Lashon B'tzidah M'tzidenu is actually, I think, the actual Lashon of that appears in the Nefesh HaChaim. But let's begin with that terminology. But based like this, how does the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Nefesh HaChaim uses it, says that when we speak about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we speak about a Kadosh Baruch Hu from our standpoint. In other words, how do we see God? In other words, God reveals himself to us. But how does God look at himself? Now, what's the God's point of view? That's the way the Nefesh HaChaim understands the Mitzvah Mitzidah. There's the God point of view and the God perspective, the man perspective. Okay?
One second.
That's what we see in Nefesh HaChaim. However, we're going to see Yitz Hashem, the Leshem, but the Nefesh HaChaim uses that in a different way. Nefesh HaChaim says that Mitzidah, everything is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the Leshem is going to very much attack that point of view. In other words, we shouldn't confuse Mitzidah Mitzidenu of the Nefesh HaChaim with that of the Leshem. When I used Mitzidah Mitzidenu, I think the Leshem is actually going to use a little bit. I mean, he might use Mitzidenu. He used what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu reveal, and what does he not reveal? In other words, this post-revelation and before revelation. At the very end of this sefer,
revelation means creation.
The beginning of creation.
The Tzimtzum.
In other words, if you look at towards the end of the sefer on Daf Kuf Dalet, this is what's called Likutim in Likud Gimel, and he says it's actually on page Kuf Dalet Sefer Mod Dalet, actually page 208, the last paragraph, and says the Leshem, the Da, you should know. He called Divrei HaRambam B'Moira. Hamadaba B'Achdusa is Bog Shemoi. Everything the Rambam speaks about Achdusa, which we devoted 20 Shi'urim to, he had the Das of Mekubolim, Hava Kolze Batzmuse, Atzbo Asher Lamaila Me'atzimtzim. This is Lamaila, above the Tzim, before the Tzimtzim. The Tzimtzim was the act in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself. When he contracts himself, it means he reveals himself. Was there him developed Kodesh Kodashim? The Rambam's words are Kodesh Kadoshim. It's interesting is that there's a often pointed to stira in the Goyim, contradiction of the Goyim. On one hand, the Goyim, the Biagul and Shulchan Aruch, says the Rambam feels of Ahua Kilkas Daitu. The other hand, the Radal in Sulam Liyo attests to the fact that what? That the Goyim called the what? The Menavuchim Kodesh Kadoshim. The Leshem went with the second Nusach. The Rambam is Kodesh Kadoshim. But the Rambam teaches the truth of God's unity. Hapshuta is Baruch, his incorporeality. Ach be'in giluyim is Baruch. In other words, Kadosh Baruch Hu in and of himself is Beshulo. We can't speak about him. He's nameless, scriptionless, negative. But when he reveals himself, ach be'in giluyav, ashil atzayach ha-metzius kulay, ashim b'zayt not until Yisrael, then that's called from the Tzimtzum onwards, then we have names, etc., and we have the Ilan HaKadosh, we have the entire, right, Sifrei HaKabbalah. In other words, the Leshem says is that this God's existence in and of itself, and God as he reveals himself to us. That's this irreducible dichotomy of the Leshem. That's what we mean.
How does that fit with God being one?
God's one, God's concept of one, doesn't mean that everything is God, Chas V'Shalom. In fact, the Leshem learns, we'll see, he learns that since the computer. In fact, not only does he say that clearly in the Chishim Biurim, he says this in the letter to Naftali Hertz. He says up here on page 4, V'chein ani omer gamken be'inyin sha'atzimtzim v'cholol ha'muska b'divrei harav, that means the Arizal, shu'a kol kipshutai mamish. Echad means like the Rambam ben Echad. Echad means complete incorporeality. The Rambam understood Shmash Hashem Lakalim Echad was not like a tzaddik understood it in the Sefer HaZichrones, that means that everything is God. By the way, that's L'chaira, perhaps how Nefesh HaChaim understood it. But the fact is, Hashem Echad means that God, it's negative theology, that God is one with a unity which cannot be possibly described or comprehended.
But God, as he chooses to reveal himself in this world, appears.
Right. In other words, revelation. Right. Now, of course, the Leshem, yeah.
And the world exists as Yeshua Mavadim?
So what's interesting is the Leshem did speak about Ein Mavadim. So what does that mean? Certainly, it's Yalashim, but it's still in the Sikh of Pshuto. We're going to speak about that. This is one of the most deepest and abstract concepts of the Lashem. How am I Mekayim? How do I understand the Pasuk Engel Mavadai? When in fact is that the Lashem is telling us for sure that not only is the world represent only his revelation and not God of himself, but also I have to take the Tzimtzum literally, that there's a physical world. In fact, the Lashem, I'm running out of time, the Lashem is left of Tali Hertz, says clearly that you have to really believe in science. I think that science is just a mashal, a prophecy, is chas v'shalom not true, that in fact actually there's a physical world, but even though it relates, it has shagashim, the spiritual world, it's physical and physical. He accepts like electromagnetism, etc., etc. Speaks about the point, the line, the circle, geometry. In other words, Leshem understood the world literally, physical. In fact, in Zainavad Basis Hefadeya, he even attacks the Nefesh HaChayim for making the world into an illusion. Because of course we say that Mitzidoy, everything's God, so what you're saying is reality is an illusion. The Nefesh HaChayim attacks it. In this case, how do we understand Enumul Vatav? We're going to develop that in the Shi'ulim. Obviously, Enlil Vadai, according to the Leshem, is going to be a much more abstract, a much difficult phenomenon. That's why, in fact, that's the Leshem's Hakdama, the Hakdama Susha'olim. That we need important philosophical, theological introductions and develop ideas before we even approach these concepts. But back, saying again then, there's revelation and there's ontology. God's ontology is unspeakable. Negative theology. You want to learn about it? Look at the Rambam. Kodesh Kadoshim, chapters 51, 52, and 53, and the Megillah Nevuchim. Who but the Rambam is qualified to describe God's unspeakability, his negative ontology, his negative theology? But what? Everything that we're speaking about is a revelation of God. God created these things. Okay? And that's the important point. The Shema Etzem of Hoiveh just gives us an idea within the world by which we could perhaps either extrapolate or not extrapolate. In other words, we should understand that even this abstract concept of Hoiveh present, even that's not God. Even that's not God. In other words, it presents to the intelligent thinker a model of the unknowability of God. And that's really the important point that the Leshem is speaking out here, too. Okay, fine. Now, let's go just a little bit further, because the important thing is that, once again, how is the Leshem designing his Sefer? In Perek Aleph, he points to an extremely abstract concept of Hoiveh, and says, you want to know something? That's a revelation. Which is really, in a certain sense, the Leshem's way of communicating. I bring a person to a precipice, and I say, you want to know something? That precipice is really what? Secondary to something higher. In other words, in order to that a person should have a feeling or an intuitive sense of God's unknowability, he stretches his notion of knowability to the highest possible precipice, and then says, you want to know something? That's a revelation. That's a creation, a synthetic. Okay, fine. Now, it's very interesting. I want to go to the second column, right? The second column, the seventh line. And Leshem says here in the seventh line and second column, V'chol ma sha'anu b'dabim imen yizbach shemai, hinei rak ayidei ma shenizgala eleinu ayidei ha-metzius. In other words, when we speak about God, it's only what God reveals to us. Even Havaya. It's interesting. I claim there's an attack on the Nefesh HaChayim. Nefesh HaChayim says, in Shah Gimel, Mitzidah Mitzidenu. What's Mitzidah? Shem Havaya. Mitzidenu Elokim. What's the Chayim Elohim going to say? Mitzidah Havaya. Everything's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mitzidenu Elokim, Balachoychas. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. In other words, the same God, Mitzidai, in other words, is Elokeinu, but Hashem Echad, says the Leshem, Hashem is not Mitzidai. Yudkei Vavkei is Mitzidenu. I think here, there's a quiet attack on the Nefesh HaChayim. He begins with it. Don't think Yud Kei Vav Kei is Bitzidai. It's Bitzidenu too.
That stems with the
Nefesh HaChayim. No. Nefesh HaChayim says Bitzidai is Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Leshem is saying, even Yud Kei Vav Kei is Bitzidenu.
I'm ashamed Yud Kei Vav Kei.
No. According to the Nefesh HaChayim, it's Mashba, Yud Kei Vav Kei implies the Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitzidai.
The idea of unknowability, the idea of the Kodesh Baruch Hu's distance.
Is denoted by what? Yud Kei Vav Kei. But the Leshem says
that's
no.
Mitzidenu, according to Nefesh HaChayim.
No?
According to Nefesh HaChayim, from Mitzidenu, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is completely other. He's not in them.
No. I think you may have Mitzidenu wrong. The Leshem says the two Bechinas of Mitzida Mitzidenu are expressed by Yud Kei Vav Kei and Elokim. That's what Shachaim says in Shar Gimel. Shar Bezu, he says, Shar Gimel. Hashem Elokim, Hashem Echad. Mitzida Mitzidenu. That's what Shachaim says, that's our Amunah.
Yeah, Hashem Echad means that Mitzada Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mitzidai. He's
but it's Yud Kei Vav Kei.
Okay, so it's just technical.
No, it's not technical, it's important. Look at the Sefer HaDeid and Zayin Amud Beis. He attacks the Nefesh HaChayim. I claim there's an attack on here. If a person reads the Nefesh HaChayim, he could get very clear. Let me take the quote of Nefesh HaChayim. I mean, the Pasha is that this is God, everything God. I mean, we can't think about it, but it's all God. According to Nefesh HaChayim, it's clear Yud Kei Vav Kei describes the Kodesh as many times Mitzidai. Elokeinu is Mitzidenu. He says that many times.
I mean, the Leshem and the Nefesh HaChayim both agree.
No.
That the idea of a Kodesh Baruch Hu being Messiah of Kul Alam,
that's
Mitzidenu. The Mitzidenu is always that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Messiah of Kul Alam.
I'm not so sure about that. Nefesh HaChayim, he says Messiah of Kul Alam and Malach Kul Alam. Those are two Bechinas, and he says that's Mitzidai Mitzidenu.
Right, and the Leshem's saying the same thing.
No, he's not saying.
He's saying that
Mitzidenu. No. One is Mitzidenu, one is
Mitzidenu. Right.
But Leshem says that, no. He says Yud Kei Vav Kei is not Mitzidenu.
But Yud Kei Vav Kei, according to him, according to
Leshem,
means exactly the opposite of what it means for
Chaim Volozhiner. Not the opposite. Yud Kei Vav Kei is also Mitzidenu. Yud Kei Vav Kei denotes Mitzidenu. Elokim does Mitzidenu. That's what Chaim Volozhiner says in Shara Gimel several times. Maybe I have to bring it in next time.
Yeah.
For the Leshem, Yud Kei Vav Kei is also Mitzidenu. There's no name that denotes a Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitzidai. There's no name that speaks about it. You can't use a name. Exactly. You can't speak about it. Now, even though Rav Chaim Volozhiner does say that I can't imagine, I can't conceptualize that Molech Olaretz Kavodai, or that, you know, that God's in one with the world. In other words, but I can give it a name. I can give it Yud Kei Vav Kei.
I could give it a name, a meaningless name.
No, it means that I use it in the tefillah. Okay. I use it in the tefillah. In other words, you're going to give it the tefillah. The Leshem is saying no. Yud Kei Vav Kei is also Mitzidenu. What's the name? It's a Giloy. That's what I'm claiming. I claim that this section of Chaim Leshem is actually a veiled attack on the Nefesh HaChayim. Which he's going to do explicitly anyway. We'll see him in Hashem. Okay. For an undisclosed place to do Shalai Be'er HaKadosh, until next time, Kol Tov.